Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here and bring up whatever you want to talk about. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there for you. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. And unlike those big tech, mega tech platforms out there where they want to control your speech, you've got a lot more freedom to express yourself at social.freetalklive.com. Aria, I know you want to talk about crypto a bit here, a fair bit tonight. So we'll.
I love talking about crypto.
We'll get into some of that stuff. Yeah, we can talk about it. But
I can't use it, but I can definitely talk about it.
Nobody can now use it again after his bail conditions.
It's true.
Really?
I haven't, though.
Plea deal. Oh, okay.
Really?
Taking it easy. Taking it slow.
Well, I haven't been to the right places.
I'm just sort of surprised that the...
Like in Keene, you mean, to like buy a dinner with or something like that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm just sort of surprised that the post-release conditions don't have that same prohibition.
I was pleasantly surprised as well, so I'm really glad for you.
Congrats
that you don't have to
on
wait
that.
Two more years on probation to not use crypto.
That's something that was discussed before.
Oh, good.
Yeah, okay. That was negotiated.
So, but the big news right now has to be the potential for World War III breaking
again
out over this old bag. Her name is Nancy Pelosi. She is apparently planning a trip to Taiwan.
She's a grand old bag. She's a high flying hag.
And this is apparently, you know, I don't know what she's going there for. Probably some sort of political thing or whatever.
Graft.
It's to make China unhappy, but to show solidarity with the Taiwanese people. You know, it's
saber-rattling. She's got the stones to go over there unless she's making bank.
Yeah, good,
well, I'm sure
point.
They're all making money. They're in politics to make money.
Mm.
She is apparently planning to go to Taiwan despite China's government gang saying that their military will, quote, not sit idly by, unquote. And I guess the suggestion is that they may shoot down her airplane if she attempts this.
I'd be sad about the pilot.
I would be sad about Pelosi, too. As despicable as she is, she deserves the opportunity to continue living so that she can redeem herself if she so chooses. However,
she doesn't have enough years left to redeem herself.
Yeah, most of these politicians never redeem themselves by the time they pass away.
I just don't like dancing on graves.
No, and I see where you're coming from. Well, she's not dead yet, but...
Well, she will be, according to the Chinese government.
I don't know how specific they are about what they... I saw somewhere this weekend that they were talking about blowing her airplane out of the sky, but I don't know if they've specifically said that. I haven't followed it that closely, but it is definitely in the headlines today because apparently Pelosi is saying she's going to go. So previously it was, will she or won't she? And now she's claiming she's going to go. It's like, well, if you are going to stick your head in the lion's mouth or in the gator's mouth, and then I'm not going to feel too bad when it snaps down on, you know, on you and possibly harms you or kills you. It's hard to really feel bad for somebody that puts themselves in harm's way like that. And that's not grave dancing. That's just like, oh, look what you just did.
This mess with China and Taiwan, it's been going on for the last year, maybe 2 years. It's been escalating for the last year or 2 years. That's why I chased it. It's been escalating for the last year or two or whatever with China constantly flying into Taiwanese airspace and the United States saying, will they or won't they actually defend Taiwan if push comes to shove? It's interesting to see this happening after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, because I expected that the Chinese government would support that. That way the Russian government would support the Chinese invasion of Taiwan when that time came. But I don't don't know what the Chinese government is even waiting on in this. If they want to invade Taiwan, the United States government is much too far away to do anything about it. And I'm not sure the United States...
And much too senile.
Yeah, I'm not sure the United States actually has the courage of their convictions at this point to actually stand by... And I don't know if they should or shouldn't, but I don't think the United States actually
would stand by Taiwan.
I think what we should do is we should just export all of our communists and politicians to Taiwan and let the Taiwanese come live with us.
Sounds like a good trade.
And let China take the commies. That's what they want.
Yeah. And so, I don't know, whether this happens or not, I don't know, but you do bring up the fact that the whole Russia-Ukraine situation, in that situation, the U.S. isn't quote-unquote involved directly, right? It's a proxy war. So the Ukraine government is being funded by the United States government. They're being armed by NATO, but it's not a NATO conflict, and it's not a U.S. conflict. If they shoot down Nancy Pelosi's jet from the sky... they will then be hard-pressed to respond.
I don't know how you avoid a war at that point. Yeah. That's a pretty overt act of war. Yeah. And I don't know that the Chinese government would actually do it. I tend to think they probably wouldn't. It's just saber-rattling, right? I hope it's just saber-rattling. Because as much as I hate the U.S. government, and World War III is one of the surefire ways to get rid of the U.S. government, I don't want to see World War III. There are better ways of eliminating the U.S. government than a world war.
Well, the other thing is the U.S. government actually has bunkers to hide in. We're the ones who are above ground and screwed.
Yep.
You know, people they make sure that they're safe, but they don't care if we live or die.
Mm-mm.
I think here in New Hampshire, we're probably okay, right? We're far enough away.
Not far from Boston.
Up in the mountains. True.
Yeah, MIT. I think they'd want to take out MIT. There's a whole triangle. There's three research institutions in Boston. I can't remember what they are except for MIT. That's one of them. But I think they'd want to take that out.
But this is the hubris of the United States government gang, that they are literally going to saber-rattle themselves to fight, despite the fact that the Chinese government is doing the exact same thing, and unnecessarily escalate things. Right now, I mean, you could call it, oh, it's not an escalation. She's just trying to go on a diplomatic mission. She's just trying to visit. But you're under an active military threat. You already have a front in Russia right now with one of the world's largest countries by land mass and certainly very large by population. And now you're talking about potentially pulling China into to a conflict. It's insane, the level of hubris.
Which is large by land mass, population, and economically.
Yes.
Yeah, finish your Ukraine before you can have your China.
Mm-mm. This could get really ugly, and I hope it doesn't. I hope you're right. I hope that Chinese government's just talking tough and that nothing comes of this.
Well, by the same token, I hope the U.S. government is just talking tough and that they actually have no intention of sending Nancy Pelosi into this situation that could cause World War III. Hmm. If the Chinese government shoots down her plane or whatever happens, I won't be able to say that the Chinese government actually caused this, because the United States was the ones who took the first step here of sending Pelosi there in the first place.
Hmm. Yeah. The frightening thing, though, if you look at how World War I started, we literally entered World War I to support the right of American tourists to travel on belligerently flagged ships through a war zone, hauling weapons with impunity.
Well, the mess of World War I was, the United States was never really neutral in the first place, right? They just weren't an active combatant. Just like in World War II, the history that I was taught in schools was, they were isolationists, and I was well into adulthood before I realized, wait a minute, that's nonsense. They weren't isolated. They were as involved in World War II as they possibly could have been, short of actually sending troops over there.
And isolationist is such a BS word. Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, calling somebody a hermit because he doesn't break into his neighbor's houses and kill them in the middle of the night.
So they weren't isolationists, and they weren't even non-combatants, or non-belligerents, rather. I guess they probably weren't non-combatants, but they were absolutely involved in both world wars from the beginning.
Ron Paul, of course, was accused of isolationism when he was running for president in 2008 and 2012, and he addressed it straight out. You know, he pointed out, look, I'm in favor of trade with everybody. I don't want to isolate America. We should have trade with all people all around the world who want to do trade with Americans. But entangling alliances We don't need that. In fact, the Founding Fathers, you know, they were right about a lot of things, and that was one of the things they were right about, is getting into entangling alliances.
That was in the farewell speeches of both Washington and Jefferson.
Yeah, like, what is Taiwan going to do if China attacks the United States?
Nothing.
Yeah, so why have this alliance?
Oh, and apparently the Chinese People's Liberation Army did send a video out as a warning of a missile strike, so that's
something's going to liberate the Chinese people?
Yeah, right. They're going to have to do it themselves.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is free time. Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody. And Aria.
Whether you want to talk about the world, global potential for World War III. Some people, by the way, have said that the Russia-Ukraine conflict is already World War III. In fact, it was, I believe, Russian state media at one point who made that claim.
I mean, if we're going to have a World War III within the next, 3 to 5 years or whatever, I think history will look back on the Russian invasion of Ukraine as the start of it. Of World War III, but... It's difficult to say. Like, at the time when World War I happened, no one would have been like, this was clearly the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand that caused this.
No, they have to look back later.
Right.
And I suspect
that we will be looking back and saying, that Russian invasion of Ukraine was really where all this got started. Or perhaps even COVID-19 and the lockdowns and the insanity that came about as a result of that, the economic hardships and all that leading to this sort of desperation. I don't know how history will remember it, but I don't think COVID-19 will be left out of the story, to be honest with you, now that I've said that out loud.
Again, if you want to jump in, the number 603-283-6160. You join us online over at freetalklive.com and download our archives of the show anytime you want. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's talk about the economic situation here because, wartime is destructive enough any old time, whether it's good times. But if it's bad times, of course, it's even worse to have a war. And right now, some people are saying it's a recession. They say that the old definition of recession, which, by the way, is apparently still the definition in places like the UK, is that if there are two consecutive quarters of negative GDP, negative gross domestic product, recession.
Negative growth is a weird term, that's
a recession. And we talked over the weekend about this, how the White House wants to change the terminology, change the definition of recession.
Well, they already did.
Yeah.
Well, from what I've seen online. Honest people meet and talk. A recession is two quarters of negative economic growth.
That's right.
That's what they put on my exams in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's in every printed textbook because Biden can't just change those the way he did Wikipedia or, I don't know, he probably made a donation to Wikipedia to get that page not only changed
but
changed and locked.
Yep.
And they also redefined definition to say, oh, well, they're fluid and they don't really mean anything.
I heard that was true. I checked it, at least as of this weekend, which that page is also locked, and the word fluid did not appear. I think that was a Photoshop.
Definitions are fairly fluid.
I actually went and read the recession page, but I didn't go.
Yeah, I checked them both.
I didn't read the other one.
You got a situation where war could be starting, or some would say war is already happening as far as World War III.
Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's just not happening to us.
But in the meantime, inflation continues. They continue to be printing out more money. They're now doing what they're calling the Inflation Reduction Act. And the idea...
Lies.
But if you vote, if you are a politician and you're seen voting against inflation reduction, well, then you must support inflation.
Yeah, like that, the Veterans Health Bill that apparently, at least according to Ted Cruz, who, credibility, not really. But according to him, the reason he voted against it is there was like $400 billion in pork in it. And so...
Well, he probably didn't get any of the $400 billion in pork. So
well, yeah, that's the thing. So, if that's true, then what he really ought to do is introduce his own bill that has nothing but the thing that they're saying they voted against and see if it flies.
Yeah, but there are policies and procedures to this sort of thing. I think this late in the session, they probably can't just introduce a new bill. I'm not entirely sure. I know in New Hampshire, they wouldn't be able to.
Well, New Hampshire's a part-time legislature. I don't think that's true at the national level. I think they're there all the time, but I could be wrong about that.
They have a few sessions throughout each year, but I don't know how any of that really works. Because to me, it's robber's rules of order nonsense.
Yeah. But you've got some stories, Aria, about the economy. One of them is that 65% of Americans are apparently cashing out. They're taking investments. They're turning them into the U.S. dollar.
Right, which is the opposite of what people should be doing. And, you know, we've been encouraging people to get into cryptocurrency, get into gold and to HODL and all of this other stuff. But that's the opposite of what people are actually doing. They're selling their crypto. They're selling their stocks. They're selling their extra properties.
Is this because of panic?
It's because of panic and because they're trying to get all of the world possessions, their wealth, so to speak, into the denomination that they're most comfortable with, which mm-hmm. is the USD. That's the one they, rightly or wrongly, that's the one they've always used, so they have the most faith in it.
Well, and there's also a lot of propaganda out there about how the dollar is at record highs and it's really strong and so on and so forth.
So, yes, this article is from CNBC. It's arguing that 65% of Americans are doing the exact opposite of what they're supposed to do. Here's what you do instead. If your favorite store was offering 13% off the merchandise, chances are you'd be filling up your shopping cart. But they're not. They're offering 13% more for the same merchandise that they were a year ago, obviously.
It depends. We were reading a story recently that places like Walmart and Target, they're actually lowering prices on some inventory because
really?
It doesn't do them any good to have things sitting on a shelf.
Ah, true.
And if people are feeling an economic pinch, they're not going to be buying some of the perhaps luxury items. I mean, obviously, people are going to still buy toilet paper or whatever, but the things that they don't necessarily need to buy that Walmart and Target still wants you to buy, they have to cut prices on those things to move the inventory.
I mean, the increase in the prices that's a result of inflation and the decreasing supply of goods and stuff like that, those are important, but that's not even what they're talking about with this 13% off all merchandise. Mm-hmm. But if you're like many Americans, you may find you're not quite as enthusiastic about a markdown when it comes to buying stocks, which are apparently about 13% off versus their all-time highs or whatever.
Well, one thing that you've got to factor in there is regime uncertainty. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a senile president who hates the idea of any kind of business that isn't run one of his
cronies. That's what Republicans say, but I mean, that's true of all sides. There's nothing with Biden and his cronies that's different from the Republicans and their cronies. He doesn't hate business any more than Donald Trump does.
I don't know. I think Donald Trump probably has a little bit more understanding of economics. He doesn't... I don't think Trump would be mystified about why oil companies don't want to invest in increasing production when they're faced with a president who has sworn to destroy their industry. You know, it's pretty obvious why they don't want to invest, but Biden can't seem to figure that out.
The S&P 500, a common proxy for the broad U.S. stock market, is down 13% for 2022, but folks aren't buying more stock at cheaper prices. Just one in four Americans say it's a good time to invest in the stock market, according to a recent survey. 65% say they're keeping more money than they should.
Well, of course CNBC wants people to invest in the stock market. I mean, that's their bread and butter.
I kind of want people to as well.
I don't.
They should diversify and get crypto and gold as well.
We'll talk about it.
The question is, will Biden make the Depression great again?
There's more coming up here. And we'll get into it. Should people be getting it?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike over the weekend. The CIA leading the operation and saying it took place in Kabul and there were no civilian casualties. Inflation, along with concerns about the government and bad leadership, are top of mind for Americans right now. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Those issues are at the top of a survey, with 17% of respondents being concerned about each topic. The economy in general is up next at 12% as Americans battle sky-high prices. Concerns about abortion come in at 8%. Following the United States' Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Voters in five states head to the polls on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. Rescue crews are continuing to search for survivors in Kentucky after days of flash flooding. At least 35 people are dead, including four children. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says he's grateful for everyone helping.
Fish and Wildlife, got a chance to thank them for all those rescues, and they're the ones finding most of the bodies, so make sure they're taking care of themselves.
The governor saying the area still recovering from the first round of heavy rain is now under the gun for another round of severe weather Monday. Russia is finally allowing grain to leave Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russia invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The deal was brokered by Turkey and key members of the United Nations.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. And if you want to join in, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here on the air, and you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And you can help support the show over at AMPS. That is stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. I want to thank Nicole Edge, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program. She's gold level, which means that Nicole is contributing at least $10 a month to the show. Definitely appreciate the support, Nicole, and anybody else doing it. We ask for only $5 a month, and it helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, which means we can spread the ideas of freedom to more great radio stations around the country. If you, again, appreciate the work that we do here and you want to help get behind the show, just drop on by over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon page, where you can sign up with your debit card, credit card, or your PayPal account and get some cool benefits as well. So once again, thanks to Nicole for doing that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Aria, you've got what sounds like a promo piece written by CNBC for the stock market. It's belly aching about how Americans aren't doing what they quote-unquote should be doing, which is buying stocks. And I got to say, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't pretend to be. None of us on the show here are. But for me, I have zero interest in stocks. And one reason is because stocks are completely controlled from top to bottom by the state.
That's certainly true. Right. I mean, if we had an actual free market where one could invest in stocks and own shares of a company, that would be preferred. Right.
Yeah, but we don't.
But that aside, the alternative for a lot of these people is to just hold U.S. dollars instead. You know, they're not even getting into the weeds of gold and cryptocurrency and all that. To them, you either invest in stocks or you don't invest at all. And that's the world they live in.
That needs to be expanded. Those people right. need to have their horizons, their view of investing or whatever, expanded and look at these options. Of course, precious metals have a long history of helping people keep up with inflation. That's like kind of what they're there for at this point. They're not so useful for actually buying things, with the exception of the gold back, which is this cool new technology. And by the way, the Wyoming gold back I read today is supposed to be coming out maybe in a couple months, sometime about before the end of this year. So that's kind of an exciting thing. But the gold back aside, stacking ounces of gold and silver isn't particularly useful beyond protecting your wealth from the ravages of inflation. Historically, over right. the thousands of years or hundreds or however long it's been that people have used gold and silver as money, they have done that very effectively.
And I don't want to come off as though I'm pro-stock market or anything like that. I'm anti-U.S. dollar. You should do everything you can to get your money, get your wealth out of USD. The stock market is one of the worst available options for that, but it is better than having your money sitting there in USD constantly becoming worth less and less money. That's directly state money.
It could be better. It could also have a huge crash. And then,
well, we know the USD is going to have a huge crash.
Well, they're going to draw that out as long as they can. We know, I would say the best way to rephrase that is, we know the US dollar is going to continually decline in value. Whether it has a huge crash at some point, it's hard to say when that would be. People have been predicting that for a very, very long time. But, it is still the world reserve currency. There's been a lot of talk
in
recently
part.
that will stop at some point. That's going to hurt it. But that's probably not going to change overnight. We're probably not going to wake up tomorrow and find that every country on the planet has divested itself of its dollar holdings.
Right.
Mm. It's going to be one country that reduces a little bit here, and then another reduces a little. And then over time...
Well, I don't mean to suggest that any of this is going to happen overnight, but if I had the choice between...
Well, a crash normally is a quick thing, right? Like, that's unexpected, and it happens quickly.
What I mean is, if I had the choice between holding on to a $100 bill or $100 in insert random stock, I don't really care what that random stock is to a huge extent, right? I would care if it was some fly-by-night or .com or whatever, but if it was like $100 in Microsoft, which I doubt you can even get a share, but for the sake of the argument, a $100 share of Microsoft or a $100 bill, I would prefer to hold, in the long run, the share in Microsoft, because I trust it more than I trust the U.S. government.
Microsoft is down 24% from a year ago today.
I believe it. We all know that the stock market is on its way down, and that's because people are selling. The same reason Bitcoin is down, and all of these other gold. Well, I don't know about gold, but it's the same reason that all of these other cryptocurrencies.
Gold's in the 1700 range.
They're panicking, and they're like, "I need to get my money back into the USD."
Which is a mistake. I agree with you there.
And that's what these people are doing.
And the people who got rich during the Great Depression are the people who bought right after the crash of 1929.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was one group of people. Another guy made a fortune selling hot dogs because, they're dirt cheap. They're made out of garbage parts of the animal. But people will buy them when they can't afford anything else.
What do you think about stocks? You didn't really weigh in on that one.
The big issue for me would be regime uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what Biden's going to do. Biden doesn't even know what Biden's going to do. Well, he's doing it.
Sure. Yeah, he gets his handlers giving him instructions, and he just tries to speak them.
But who knows if he's going to get them right. Mm-hmm. He's claimed that we were going to go to war with Russia like three times.
Well, to be fair, in the modern American system, the president doesn't have a whole lot of power. It's the giant bureaucratic apparatus behind him that really does all of the regulating and all of the controlling.
That's true of a lot of it. I can't disagree there.
Well, but your point about the uncertainty, meaning that right now we are certain that the Federal Reserve has raised the interest rates again, 0.75, I believe, or 75 basis points, 0.75%, which they just did a month ago as well. Mm-hmm. And so we know that's going to increase the cost of getting loans, and so that's going to likely reduce people's likelihood to invest in things, just that alone. But you're saying the unpredictability of the administration perhaps going to a war with China, or, you know, whatever other random regulations that they might do, would also disincentivize investment.
I think it would, and also I'm not sure how those increases in the interest rates are going to affect the stock market, because it a lot of the money that's in the stock market is borrowed money. So a lot of people borrow money cheap, and then they buy stock with it and hope that the stock outperforms the loan. Mm-hmm. The problem is the higher your interest rates go, the harder it becomes to do that, which is why they generally expect a large and especially abrupt changes, upward shifts in the interest rate to cause depressions and recessions.
Mm-hmm. I want to know what 65% of Americans are talking about, because the last I heard, roughly that same number was living paycheck to paycheck and doesn't have money to invest in the first place.
Well, maybe they have all their money in dollars because they don't have enough to afford a share of Microsoft.
I mean, that would be my speculation here. It's like 65% of Americans say they're keeping more money than they should. But, I mean, the last I heard, a few weeks ago, we were talking about how something like 65% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck.
It's this happens to be in the news today, Aria. It's now the number is 61%, but again, it's a fairly small change.
Yeah, so, I mean,
a different survey, they talk to different people.
It's hard to invest in the future when you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
Yeah, that's true.
The article here does point out, rightfully, that any investment has the potential to go down, and investment losses can be painful, especially for people who plan to live on their investment income in the short term. And it was that statement that made me start thinking about these 65 or 61% of people who live paycheck to paycheck or whatever, because those people aren't trying to live on their investment income in the short term. Those are people who don't have $20 to buy shares of penny stocks using the Robinhood app and stuff like that.
You know, I have to wonder, of those 157 million adults, apparently, that's what 61% of Americans totals out to, living paycheck to paycheck. Does that include welfare recipients? Or, because they're not getting paychecks, right? Are they included in that number? And if not, are they part of the other 39%? There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We're talking about people going into the dollar. There's, you know, word on the street about, oh, the dollar's so strong. And of course, there was the whole news within the last couple of weeks about how the euro had dropped in its value to go to parity with the dollar. Did you guys see that? When that happened?
Not.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. I don't know if it's still there. I'll check it here. Yeah, it's pretty close. Right now, 1 euro is $1.03 in U.S. Wow. And it used to be like $1.20 or $1.25 or something like that.
I remember when it was $3.
Was it really?
Yeah.
So does that mean the USD is down or the euro is up?
It means the euro is down, although they would say the USD is up, right? So that's okay. That's the manipulation in the media here is, oh, the dollar's strong on the world markets. The dollar is stronger than it's been in, you know, some amount of time or whatever. But the reality, of course, is the way you should, in my opinion, look at this news is that the euro is probably just being inflated faster than the dollar. You know, they're manipulating it. Mm-hmm. Is slightly differently. That's all. They're all on a race to the bottom. They are not. The dollar is not getting stronger. You can prove that by looking at your grocery cart when you're checking out and seeing if, you know, how it compares to 2 years ago. Are you getting as much for $100?
Yeah. The question isn't how much fiat paper will a dollar buy. The question is how much will it buy in goods and services?
Correct. That's how you can measure what it's actually worth.
And we know the answer to that. I mean, you used to get two Whoppers for $5 at Burger King. Today I got 2 quarter-pound Kings, which is a smaller sandwich, mm-hmm. for $7.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember remember the commercials when I was growing up about the new Whopper Jr.? It's like, you can't sell yourself $4, son, or whatever, and you can get a Whopper Jr. from Burger King for like a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the price of one is now, but it's got to be close to three, isn't it?
He goes there a lot, so I don't recall,
and I've looked recently.
They used to have these things called rodeo burgers. It was like a Whopper Jr., except it had onion rings and some barbecue sauce, and they were a dollar, and they were not terrible. I mean, as far as fast food goes, Burger King is probably one of the better ones. Yeah, one of the better ones. At least one of the least disgusting ones. And I liked the rodeo burgers, but they don't even sell them anymore.
Well, they changed their menu a lot. I mean, there's always
changes. But the dollar menu has long since ceased to exist. Like the, what is the one that Wendy's has? The
value.
Junior bacon, the junior bacon cheeseburger, whatever. It was a dollar, and now it's not. There is no dollar menu. Now it's a value menu.
I mean, even Dollar Tree raised their prices to $1.25. So, I mean, there is no more. The dollar store is a thing of the past at this point.
Literally.
Yeah.
And people say that the dollar is strong.
It's a lie.
It's obviously a lie.
You're talking about prices, and we, of course, have covered the concept of shrinkflation here on a number of occasions, long before, you know, this year or whatever. The idea that product sizes are being reduced, and
which may be true for Burger King as well. They're being sued somewhere for false advertising, alleging that the Whopper patties are smaller than they're supposed to be or something to that effect. I haven't followed it closely, but I do know they are being sued. And it's because they're supposedly
less
meat than there should be.
Quarter pounders anymore.
Well, I don't think they mentioned the quarter pounder specifically. I think they mentioned the size of the Whopper versus what you actually get versus what you get in advertisement. And I've eaten Burger King in the last 5 or 6 years or whatever. I'm pretty sure they're correct and that the size of the meat patty that you get with a Whopper is smaller than it was, you know, 15 years ago.
I went the other night just to look and see, because somebody had posted, I think it was one of our regulars in the chat over at chat.freetalklive.com, had posted an image from like the early 1980s of like a breakfast at this place for $1.80 something or whatever, like, you know, two eggs, two bacon, two sausage, kind of like your standard breakfast and toast or whatever. And I thought, oh, you know, I remember in the 1990s going to Denny's as a teenager before school and getting a $1.99 Grand Slam, which was two eggs.
Oh, yeah, that rocked.
Two pancakes and then either sausage or bacon. I don't think you got both sausage and bacon. I think it was one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for less than $2. And then, you know, tip on top of that and, you know, a little bit of tax. And so you're out of there for less than $5 in total, right, at that point.
It's pretty good.
And I just thought, you know, what's a Grand Slam cost these days? And so I went to Denny's on their website, and I was looking through their menu, and there is not a single breakfast item at Denny's that is under $10, except for the Grand Slam, which is currently, last time I looked, this was a couple weeks ago, was like $9.70.
My God.
That's insane.
And it's, you know, it's only been 20 years since they had the $1.99.
Well, 20 years is a long time. I mean, let's be honest, that's a quarter of most people's lives.
But still, I mean, it's not quite 10x from there, but it's definitely 5x from there. And
it's true.
It's crazy. So
it is crazy. I mean, growing up, you could get a soft drink, a can of soft drink, a 12-ounce can for like 50 cents out of a Coke machine.
That's right.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I remember the 25-cent machines in the late 90s. You wouldn't get the Coca-Cola brand, but you'd get like
Walmart 35-cent ones. Yeah. That was the cheapest I ever saw. But then it was 50 cents, and then it was 75, then it was a dollar, and then
now
you can't even get
right?
Coke cans. It's a bottle, and it's $2 or $3.
A 20-ounce bottle for $2 or something, or maybe a 16-ounce. Maybe they've cut the size of the bottle as well.
Yeah. You could get a bottle of Mountain Dew or Pepsi or whatever for 99 cents, or, you know, now it's almost $2 or two for $2, I think, is the best you're going to get on any of these. It's insane.
Nobody's got a bottle of Mountain Dew in here. Is that still 2 liters, or do they cut that down, too?
No, they are 2 liters. And
so they're having to raise the price then.
Cummings has them 2 for $4, so it's $1 a liter, which is the best deal I've found. I think it's probably a loss leader.
Could be to get you in the door.
Yeah.
So if you want to weigh in on your experience with inflation, something that a lot of people are concerned with and for good reason right now, the number here is 603-283-6160. Story from the Wall Street Journal about Dollar Store. We were just talking about the Dollar Store, Dollar Tree, raising their prices to $1.25. They're saying people are getting a little more frugal And they're buying more stuff at places like the Dollar General or the Dollar Tree. Energy costs are up 41.6%. Groceries over 12% more expensive than they were last year, according to the June Consumer Price Index. Many families say skipping vacations and restaurant meals is not enough. They are now finding ways to cut costs on essentials. One way they're doing so is by relying more on dollar and discount stores for groceries. Average spending on grocery products at discount chains has increased 71%. Between October of last year and June of this year, according to analytics.
Well, before you compare the price between, say, dollar store and the grocery store, make sure you're also comparing the weight
yes.
of the items, because frequently what they're selling at the dollar store is a very similar-looking package mm-hmm. that contains less.
Yep. It's a really good time to be a vegetarian as well. I don't do a whole lot of grocery shopping, but I do occasionally go through periods where I, you know, buy a bunch of groceries or whatever. But, you know, when I did this 6 months ago and it, half my cart, you know, contained meat or whatever, mm-hmm. it was significantly more expensive. Most recently, I went and just bought, you know, fruits and veggies and that kind of crap. And it was half of the price of what it would have been if I had bought the equivalent and it contained meat products. Mm-hmm. So, not a bad time to be a vegetarian for those out there who are considering it. It's
or
better
a bugatarian.
I would suggest vegetarian over bugatarian at this point. I mean, you can just go without the meat.
Here's the thing. There are already, apparently, are brands that are integrating these bugs into their products. So, you may have to start checking labels.
Oh, dude, don't say that.
I don't know how popular this is. It's probably just getting started, right? But somebody posted, and I don't remember the brand name. I apologize. I wasn't ready to talk about it. But somebody posted an image of some kind of like chip or whatever, one of these prepackaged processed food looking things. And it literally had like processed crickets as one of its ingredients on the back of the bag. It wasn't right front and center on the bag.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah. It wasn't front and center on the bag. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, get your daily value of crickets when you eat these chips.
Thank goodness I don't eat chips.
Over that time period, spending on the same items in grocery stores decreased by 5%. Many large consumer brands like Walmart and Unilever are saying their prices aren't going down anytime soon. In San Antonio, Lily Penelope is eating mostly canned chicken, vegetables, and peanut butter from the Dollar General down the street. She who uses gender-neutral pronouns and has a disability that... Oh, okay, this is what confused me. I thought...
Yeah, we're already off in the weeds with this lady.
So,
yeah,
what confused me, I thought they were talking about Mexico. It said MX period Penelope. That's apparently a new thing for instead of Mr. or Mrs.
It's not binary Mr. or Miss, I think.
I thought she was from Mexico.
Oh, I'm non-binary. I vote libertarian.
There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to talk about how your buying habits are changing due to the circumstances, you're welcome to join us. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, a crypto meltdown exposing the libertarians. We'll talk about that if we get the chance coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great.
This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.